Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy, for his mercies. Endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercies. Endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercy endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Jehovah, for his mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. Jehovah, you are so good in my life. Jehovah, you are so good. Jehovah, oh, Jehovah, you are so good in my life. Jehovah, you are so good. In heaven, Oluwa, in heaven, Oluwa, you are the King of Kings on the earth. On the earth, you are the Lord. Oh, oh, in my life, oh yes, you are the great warrior, Jehovah. We see you are so good in heaven, Oluwa, in heaven. You are the King of Kings on the earth. Oh yes, you are the Lord in our life. In our life, you are the great warrior, Jehovah. Jehovah, you are so good. Oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, oh Lord. My God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Mighty God, how excellent is your name. Oh Lord. Oluwa Olorun, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, mighty God. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. Mama, I do something new, oh yeah, in my life, oh Lord. Something new in my life, do something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life. Something new in my life, do something new in my life. Oh Lord, I cannot do, I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you, Jehovah. Cannot do without you. Oh Lord, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, it's only you, Jesus, is only you. It's only you, Savior, it's only you. It's only you, Jesus, it's only you. It's only you, Savior, it's only you. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's begin to appreciate him for who he is in our life. Let's begin to thank the Almighty God for another opportunity tonight to call upon the name of Jesus. Father, begin to worship him. Begin to worship him. Begin to bless him. Let's worship him for the miracle of going out and coming back safely. We say thank you very much. For being able to go out safely and come back safely, it is to the glory of the Almighty God. Many people left inside the house this morning. They landed in mortuary. Some landed in the wind and God contracted to their body. Some landed in the hospital. Some landed in the prender home. Father, we bless you for the miracle of going out and coming back safely, for food we eat, for clothes over our body, for roof over our head. We say thank you very much. Many people are suffering out there. The fact that we are in this country, that doesn't mean that things are really closing. But there are some people, they are finding it hard to have a roof over their head. But you and I, God has provided a roof over our head. It doesn't matter what you are facing, God is still there for us. Father, we worship you. Father, we bless you. Open your mouth. Begin to say something good about your God. You are such a great God, the mighty God, the one that is more mighty than the greatest, greater than the greatest, stronger than the strongest. There's no like unto you. You are the almighty God. Father, we worship you. Over our children, we say thank you, Jesus. Over our life, we say thank you, Jesus. For the health, for the weather that was so cold, and some people really felt it so much. But despite the cold weather, God has still been with us. Father, we worship you. Father, we appreciate you. We love you, Lord. We lift you up high. We did not fall by the wayside. Many have fallen by the wayside, but God has been sustaining us. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Father, we appreciate you. Be thou exalted in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray and thank God again for good health. The Bible says, I wish above all things that you are my prosper and be in good health. That is the wish of God for you and I. Begin to thank God for good health, for sound mind, being able to open your mouth and speak is to the glory of the Almighty God. To be able to go to toilet and come back easily is to the glory of the Almighty God. We are going to worship him tonight. Begin to bless him. Begin to appreciate him. Father, we bless you. We honor you, Lord. We give you all the glory. I will adore you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. What shall we say unto the Lord? All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Worship the Lord tonight, brethren. What shall we say for the food we eat? All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Lord. what all we have to say is thank you, Lord. Amen. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. Any sin that I want to stand against my prayer, Father, be merciful unto me tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, show your mercy. Show your mercy, Lord. Oh, wow. Let your blood that your son shed on the cross of Calvary never be a waste upon my life. Have mercy upon me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Have mercy upon me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful. Oh, do I show your mercy in the name of Jesus? Show your mercy, Lord, in Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Let the heaven over my prayer open tonight by fire in the name of Jesus. Let the heaven over my prayer open, 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 open tonight in the name of Jesus. Open tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the heaven open over my life in the name of Jesus. Father, let my heaven open tonight in the name of Jesus. Let my heaven open tonight in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I have got 7 prophetic declarations to decree to somebody's life tonight. And each of these declarations will deliver unusual results in your generation. Thank you, Jesus. All what I want you to say is to agree to that declaration with a loud amen. Before we go to our prayer tonight, get yourself ready now. Father, I decree to everyone that is already connected tonight, including myself and my family, that in the name that is above every other name, tonight, every power behind your problem shall die. In the name of Jesus, I say, they shall die, 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 they shall die. In the name of Jesus, aha, I decree again tonight to somebody's life here, every power that has fired the arrow of frustration to your life, because you have joined the prayer line tonight, the arrow will go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Go back, go back, go back, go back. I command the arrow of frustration fire to that sister's life to go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Aha. Now, number 3, I decree to somebody's life tonight, get yourself ready. There are 7 prophetic declaration before we go to tonight's prayer line that I decree to somebody's life here. I don't know who you are. I don't care what you have gone through, but I speak to your life tonight. Every conspiracy against your next level, every battle confronting your next level, with your loudest amen, they shall scatter. They shall scatter, 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 they shall scatter in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. There is somebody here tonight. Hey, Makali Brasota Nebosheturia. It doesn't matter how far you have been expecting that good news. Before the end of this month, I stand as an oracle of the Most High God. I see your angel delivering the good news to your life in the name of Jesus. Do you receive it? Receive it. 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 Aha. I pray for you. Now, number 4. Get yourself ready. I decree again. Hey. The Bible said, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. It's a prophetic declaration. I speak to somebody's life tonight. Every evil hand that is pointing at your star, I repeat it because of that person that just joined. Every evil hand that is troubling your peace, every evil hand pointing at your star, every evil hand manipulating your glory, with your loud amen, I cut off the hand. I cut them off. 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 I cut them off in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Lord. And I pray for somebody again. Number 5. Get yourself ready. I speak to your life, fire, that every gathering of eaters of flesh, of drinkers of blood, that has succeeded in eating people in your father's house, that has succeeded in eating people in your mother's house, tonight I decree, this arrow of Jehovah shall slaughter them to death in the name of Jesus. Aha! And I pray for somebody here, I don't know who you are, that is prophetic number six. Whatever is representing you on strange altar, whatever is manipulating your life on strange altar, hear the words of the Lord tonight. The Bible said the Egyptian you saw before calling this prayer line, that you shall see them no more. Therefore, I decree, whatever is standing as you in the coven of darkness, I command them to disappear now in the name of Jesus. Disappear, 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 disappear. Aha. Lastly, before we go to our prayers, I want to pray for somebody here. He said, thou shalt not be afraid of the arrow that flies by night. That means every night like this, there are some level of arrow that spiral fly in the spiritual realm. Therefore, I stand as an oracle of the Most High God to make this prophetic declaration. Every arrow fired into your family, every arrow fired into your children's life, every arrow fired into your marriage, every arrow fired into your life, go back to center. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Ha. That one has been sorted out. Say thank you, Jesus, for that. 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 That session, I see somebody rejoicing after that prophetic declaration. In the name of Jesus, I see people gathering to congratulate you. In the name of Jesus, wherever your good news have been locked up, tonight the key of heaven shall open it. In the name of Jesus, you shall be delivered. You shall be set free. You shall be delivered. You shall be set free. You shall be delivered. You shall be set free. The power that has turned your sleep to a battleground. I don't know who you are, you that my brother. I don't know who you are, you that my sister. The power that has turned your sleep time, the time you are supposed to be enjoying your sleep, they have turned it to a battleground. Tonight, I stand as an oracle of the Most High God to declare that arrow, fire to turn your sleep to a battleground, that power that is tormenting your dream, that is oppressing your dream, that is pursuing your dream, they shall go down and die in the name of Jesus. They shall go down and die. They shall go down and die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to sing this song. Father, we are ready. Holy Ghost, take over. Father, we are ready. Holy Ghost, take over. Oh, Father, we are ready. Holy Ghost, take over. Oh, Father, we are ready. Holy Ghost, take over. Oh, Father, we are ready. Holy Ghost, take over. Oh, Father, we are ready. Holy Ghost, take over. Get yourself ready to pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say every yoke of delay in my life. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. Isaiah 10 27. He said, it shall come to pass that day that the body shall be lifted up your shoulder and the yoke shall be destroyed. The yoke shall be destroyed. The yoke shall be destroyed by the reason of anointing. Ha. Beloved, there's a special anointing in this prayer tonight, prayer line. And I know that if you can key into what God wants to do, you will laugh at the end of the day. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You might be passing through your wilderness experience. I see you getting out of joy in the name of Jesus. You are going to shout this all out and clear. Yakababa. Say, every yoke of delay in my life, break, break by fire, break, break, break. break that yoke. Break that yoke now. In the name of Jesus. Don't say it doesn't concern you. Break the yoke now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break it. 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 Aha. Break. In the name of Jesus. Break. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I don't know who you are, but there is somebody close to you burning an unseen fire against you. I stand here to declare today that whoever planned your downfall, whoever planned your death, shall replace you in the grave in the name of Jesus. Aman was the one that designed the gallows that was meant to be for Bundigaya. But when the tide turned, when the God of Elijah stepped into the cage, the Bible said the gallows that Aman prepared for Bundigaya was the same gallows they used to bury him. I speak to somebody's life. Psalm 7 said, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. Therefore, whosoever dig a pit for you, whosoever dig a pit for your marriage, whosoever dig a pit for your children, whosoever dig any form of evil pit against you, I push them to the pit now in the name of Jesus. I push them to the pit. I push them to the pit. I push them to the pit. I push them to the pit in the name of Jesus. I push them to the pit in Jesus. Mighty them. We pray. You are going to cry to the heaven. There is a particular unseen fire. Fire that you cannot see with your physical eye. You are about to stop the fire now. Because the fire of Holy Ghost is upon you. And I can feel the anointing in the prayer line tonight. Shout this one loud and clear. If you know you don't need the prayer, please pray for your children. And your children yet unborn. Say this one as I'm going to say my own. Say, every unseen fire burning in my life, burning in my family, burning in my children's life, die in the name of Jesus. Die. Now you know why you're here. Pray that prayer. Command them. Die. Pray. Command them to die in the name of Jesus. Command them to die. Every unseen fire from the covenant of darkness against your life in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, command them to die. Yes. I command them to die. I command them to die in Jesus. Mighty name, they are dead. Aha! In Daniel chapter 3, the Bible declared that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into the fire furnace. But God that they served, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that answered by fire, he now turned them to fire. When they turn to fire, fire cannot burn fire, but there is a super fire. Ha! The fire the enemy prepared for them to be roasted like suya, that same fire became air conditioned. Therefore, I stand and pray for somebody here tonight. I don't know the unseen fire that they are burning against your breakthroughs. I don't know the kind of fire they are burning against your testimony. I don't know the kind of candle they are burning against your life. Hear the word of the Lord. If your amen can be loud, that fire shall die. He shall die. Aha. Thank you, Lord. Something is about to happen. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. I don't know the kind of voice that has been speaking to somebody. You just find yourself doing some error that you did not bargain for. Speak this one to your life. Say every strange voice. You just hear? Go and resign. Imagine somebody was speaking to somebody. Go and resign your job. Job that is so promising. And the person just carried the pen and resigned for no reason. After resignation, after acceptance, when she said they accepted that she resigned, that was when I opened. I pray every voice that want to chase you out of a place of blessing, I command the voice to shut up and die tonight in the name of Jesus. Shout this one loud and clear. Every strange voice manipulating my life, shut up and die in the name of Jesus. Shut up, die, shut up, die, shut up, die. Aha, you are the fire inside of you now. You are the fire. Don't shut up, die, shut up, die, shut up, die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Yes, 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 yes. Shut up and die. Shut up and die. Shut up and die. In the name of Jesus. Shut up and die. In Jesus. Mighty them, they are silent forever. Therefore, tonight I speak into somebody's life. Every power that has made it their full-time job in order to arrest your breakthroughs. Each time you try to move forward, they arrest it. You talk to the right, they arrest it. You talk to the left, they arrest it. Ah, I speak tonight by the mandate of Jehovah. Every power arresting your testimonies, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. Die, die. In Jesus mighty name we pray. You are going to say this one yourself. You are going to pray this one for yourself. If you love yourself, pray for yourself. Say my life. Say my life. Disobey evil voices. In the name of Jesus, pray for that person. My life shall disobey evil voices. In the name of Jesus, you, my life, hear the word of the Lord. Disobey evil voices. In the mighty name of Jesus, disobey evil voices. In the name of Jesus, disobey evil voices. In the name of Jesus, aha, pray. Disobey evil voices. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. I want to pray for somebody here today. Whether you say a big amen or not, the power of God that cannot be contested shall lift you to your next level of progress in the name of Jesus. The hand that brought Joseph from the prison and landed him in the palace, that hand is the hand of Jehovah. Therefore, I say to somebody's life, I don't know how long you have been in the prison of lack. I don't know how long you have been in the prison of delay. I don't know how long I've been in prison of sickness. Tonight, by the mandate of heaven, before we share the grace in this prayer line tonight, the hand of Jehovah that brought Joseph from the prison to the palace shall lift you up in the name of Jesus. Be lifted up. You shall be lifted. 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 You shall be lifted in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Aaron was wearing a filthy garment, but the angel stood before, the devil stood before him and said, no way, you cannot get your possession because you are wearing a filthy garment. You are going to pray this one. There are some garments that expose you to attack. It was the garment that Joseph wore. That was what made his brother wanted to kill him. They say, is it only you that dream? You say, me will buy for you. Even our father will buy for you. What kind of person are you? Because of the garment, cloth of many colors, they decided to kill him. Thank God for God that stepped into his case. I don't know the kind of garment in your life. I'm not talking about three-piece suits. I'm not talking about gown that you are wearing. It's a spiritual thing. Once the garment is in your life, evil garment, then you are prone to attack. The enemy will fire the arrow and the arrow will penetrate. The enemy will shake your head and headache will be on you. The enemy will do something, you will begin to lose your job. It is as a result of this spiritual garment that is upon your life. Get yourself ready now. The Bible says, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted in my life shall be rooted out. Your prayer tonight is about to set that garment on fire. You are going to shout this song with that apology in your spirit. Say, every evil garment exposing me to attack. You are not my size. Catch fire! Oh, yeah, set on fire. Set on fire. Set on fire. I put you off and set on fire. I put you off and set you on fire. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Catch fire. 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 Aha. Pray. Set them on fire now. In the name of Jesus. Set them on fire now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Set them on fire now. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. Yeah. Every garment in your land that is exposing you to danger, every spiritual garment in your land that is exposing you to problems, hear the word of the Lord tonight. As the Lord liveth and the Spirit liveth forever, that garment shall catch fire now in the name of Jesus. I set the garment on fire. I set the garment on fire. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray this on loud and clear. Ha. Say any satanic intermediary, hey, assigned to divert my blessings. Say any satanic intermediary, assigned to divert my testimonies. Any satanic intermediary assigned to divert my good news. Hey, hey, sister, apply to the home office. We pray. Suddenly, when the paper was going to release, they released it and sent it to a wrong address. Satanic intermediary. The proper address was filled for the home office, but they sent it to the Lord. Thank God for divine intervention. That was how she would have lost that thing and she would start all over again. Many destinies have been diverted. Many people that has been born, you met who you are supposed to marry, but lo and behold, somehow, somebody said no, go to some other places. And that will have been the basis of the problem. I pray for you tonight. Say, Yakababa, whatever intermediary diverting you away from what God's purpose for your life, hear the word of the Lord, you that intermediary. I command the ground to open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. They shall be swallowed. They shall be swallowed. They shall be swallowed. They shall be swallowed. Shout this one loud and clear. Satanic intermediary. Between me and my testimony, you are a liar. Die. Aha. Pray. You better pray, my sister. You better pray in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer now in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray in Jesus' mighty name. They are wasted. I repeat to that person's life, whatever intermediary that have been diverting your good news, today is their end. They shall fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Whatever power that has made your divine helper your enemies, I command them to be wasted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says, whatever my Heavenly Father has not planted shall be what? Rooted out. You are going to say this one, the root, say this one out. Say every strange thing. Every strange thing in my life, in my body, that my Heavenly Father has not planted, tonight be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Be rooted out. I don't know what you want God to root out. You're not. Be rooted. 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 be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Be rooted out now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every strength thing that my heavenly Father has not planted in my life, you that sickness, get out. You that delay, get out. You that infirmity, get out. In the name of Jesus, I chase you out. The Bible says, as soon as they hear of me, strangers shall fade away out of their eating places. Tonight I decree, you that stranger in my body, you that stranger in my destiny, you that stranger in my life, get out now in the name of Jesus. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out now in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I want to speak to somebody's life here. That every appointment with untimely death in your family, in your children's life, in your husband's life, in your wife's life, even me and my family too, appointment with untimely death is canceled by the blood of Jesus. Be canceled, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. Now to go to the next level of prayer, you are going to sing a song. Very simple song that God should turn you to fire. Oh yeah, turn me to fire, turn me to fire, turn me to fire, oh Lord, turn me to fire, turn me to fire, turn me to fire, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, turn me to fire, oh yeah, turn me to fire, eh? Turn me to fire, oh Lord, turn me to fire, oh yeah, turn me to fire, turn me to fire, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, turn me to fire, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, turn me to fire. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. That simple song is a prayer. Fire is not gas. Fire is not solid. Fire is not liquid. Fire is fire. If fire enters a building with a stick of match, it could ruin the whole building completely. If iron get to gold, it could refine the gold. It depends on the assignment in which you have set the fire on. I want to pray for somebody here in the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every strange fire burning around your life, I repeat one more time, every strange fire burning on any candle, on any color of candle, against your marriage, against your marriage, against your marriage, I command the fire to die in the name of Jesus. Die, 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 die in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, every evil dream that I have ever dreamt in my life, waiting for a day of manifestation, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you that evil dream that I have ever had in my life, I cancel you now by the power in the blood of Jesus. I cancel you. 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 In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I've got nothing to give you than to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Open your Bible with me to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. Somebody is breaking forth in this service, in this prayer line tonight, in the name of Jesus. Aha. Tonight, especially for somebody here, Isaiah chapter 43. I want to read just two verses there. Isaiah 43. And I read from verse 18. It's an instruction for you and I. The Bible says, it's not me that wrote it, it's not any pastor, nor me, it's the word of God. The Bible says, heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God will never go unfulfilled. He said, remember ye not the former things. That means it doesn't matter how unpleasant the former things look like. The Bible says, remember not. It doesn't matter how painful the former things look like. It says, remember not. The day I stumbled into this scripture, the Holy Spirit gave me a very clear understanding that if you put a car in reverse gear, where will it go? It will go backward. Now, have you ever imagined in a car? I want us to get the scenario now. In a car, the windscreen is always very big, but the back mirror is very small. Why? The back is need to be forgotten. You need to focus on the future. Focus on your future. Remember ye not the former things. He didn't say the things that are really pleasant. He didn't say the things that are not pleasant. He said, just don't remember the things, former things. He now said, comma, neither consider the things of the old. Many of us are holding on to the past. Many of us are holding on to what has happened years ago. And these things is affecting a new thing being in our hand. Just for example, if somebody gives you a box of chocolate in your hand, if I see you on the way with a full box of chocolate, I will never give another one. Why? Because there's something already in your hand. He said, remember ye not the former things. He said, no, consider the things of the old. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. I pray for somebody here tonight. In the name that is above every other name, before this month of March expire, the Lord will do a new thing in your life in the name of Jesus. Receive it. 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 Receive it in the name of Jesus. He said, I will do a new thing. What has been preventing people from enjoying the new thing? Because they are still holding on to the former thing. He now said, now. He didn't say tomorrow. He said, now. He didn't say next week. He said, now. He didn't say next month. He didn't say now. He didn't say 2019. He said, now it shall spring forth. I pray for somebody here. Hey, the miracle that will bring an unusual sweat in your body, that God, what am I deserve to do this? It shall happen now in your life in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. He said, now it shall spring forth. He said, shall you not know it? He now said, I will even make a way for somebody here in the wilderness. Wilderness is a full bush that is so thick that there's no way for them. But God says, because I am the Lord, I will make a way for you in the wilderness. And not only that, and he will say, I will provide rivers. He didn't say river. Rivers in your desert. That means desert is a dry land that to get a drop of water you will sweat. But God says concerning you that you are connected to prayer and to me and my family, that I will provide rivers in your desert. I don't know who you are tonight, too. But I have a word for you today. In the name that is above every other name, that where they told you that there is no way for you, in the name that is above every other name, there shall be a way for you in the name of Jesus. There shall be a way. 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 There shall be a way in the name of Jesus. So, the prayer we ought to pray now is, the Father, let there be a way for me. You are going to turn into prayer. Hey, yeah, Baba. Say, my Father, hey, I am tired of my old stories. Do a new thing in my life in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray a prayer. I am tired of my old story. Oluwa, do a new thing. Do anything in my children's life, in my wife's life. Oluwa, do anything. Father, do anything. Father, do anything. Father, do anything. Aha, pray. Tell the Lord that you are tired in the name of Jesus. You need to wrestle in love with prayer. You are tired of a new thing. Do a new thing in my life. In the name of Jesus, do anything. I blah, 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 blah. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Ah, you are going to repeat that prayer. You that my sister. That's your old story that you are still holding on to. You need to let go so that the new thing can come into your life. God, the Bible says, heaven and earth might pass away, Isaiah 55 verse 10. But the word of God will never go unfulfilled. And the word I've said, I will do a new thing. But you have a part to play. Drop that old one so that I can do the new one. You are going to pray like this. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to shout to the heavens. Say, oh God, my Father. Hey. You are, you see, when somebody is tired of a situation, you don't care the way you pray. You pray with every passion. If you are here believing God for fruit of the womb, you are, that is your old story. You are tired of it. If you are here believing God for your life partner, that is your old story. You are tired of it. If you are here, you are believing God for your paper, this one, that is your old story. You are tired of it. You need to cry to the heavens tonight. And I believe that God will answer you by fire in the name of Jesus. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, oh God, my Father, hey, I am tired of my old story. Do a new thing in my life in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. And pray for yourself. Father, do a new thing. In the name of Jesus, do a new thing. Father, please do a new thing. Ah, let people know. Jack, your go. Let your baba. Hey, ya baba. Jack, yadu shale o. Aye, neti o. Lord, Father, do a new thing in my life. Let people see your glory in my life. In the name of Jesus, I am tired of my old story. Father, do a new thing. In the name of Jesus, tell the Lord, Lord, you are tired of your story. Do a new thing. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Ha. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, I will do a new thing, and I will even make a way in the wilderness. Wilderness is like a thick bush, like I said earlier. There is no way out at all. Many of us are confused. We don't know what to do at the moment. You don't know what to do. There is no way we should go. You have turned to the left. You have turned to the right. You have tried this one. You have fasted. You have prayed. You have relied on friends. Friends has let you down. You need to turn to God today. Talk to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my Father, my God. In the midst of my confusion, give me a divine direction in the name of Jesus. Give me a divine direction in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, oh Lord, unite in my life in the midst of my confusion. Father, give me a divine direction. You say you will make a way in the wilderness. Father, I am calling upon you tonight in the midst of my divine, of my confusion. Make way for me, Lord. Make way for me, Lord. Make way for me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, make way for me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praised. Aha. The Bible says, I will make rivers in the desert. Desert means dry land. Desert means dryness. Desert means something that's no hope at all. Like when you go to the valley of dry bone, according to Ezekiel 37. But tonight, Shaka Baba, yeah, Baba, God is about to give you rivers in the desert. Let me explain that further. A business might have closed down, your business might have dried up. But when God opens rivers for you, there will be a multitude of businesses. That is rivers. You think you are believing God for one child. That is dryness. They are asking you, this is your first year of marriage, second year of marriage, what has come to you? But just like Anna, when God visited Anna at Shiloh, hey Yakaba, the Bible says the season of dryness expired. I have a news for somebody here tonight. I don't know the kind of dryness you are passing through. Ni oruko ti Jesu Christi ti Nazareti. The season of dryness has expired. Expire. In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray like this. Say this one loud and clear. You are, say, I will make a reverse even in your desert. You are going to say, oh Lord, my Father, hey, let my dry season expire. In the name of Jesus, Father, let my dry season, let it expire. In the name of Jesus, oh, wow, let my dry season expire. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, let my dry season expire. Let my dry season expire. In the mighty name of Jesus, let my dry season expire. In the name of Jesus, let my dry season expire. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Ha. You are going to pray like this. Hey, many of us are going through some curses. And that curses is what is preventing new things from happening in our life. Amen. A curse can prevent new things from happening in our life. You are going to pray like this. There are some lives that have been put off balance. You have gone away from the balance and the plan of the Most High God. You are going to shout this one with anger in your spirit. Say, every inherited curse that has put my life off balance, a life that's supposed to be a lender to nations, you are not borrowing to it. That is a life that has been put off balance, away from God's plan. Say, every inherited curse that has put my life off balance, you are a liar. Die! Aha! Pray. Command them to die in the name of Jesus. Every curse that has put my life off balance, command them to die today in the name of Jesus. Whoever has met in my life that has destroyed my life, you are wicked. Enough is enough. Die now in the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Ah, you are going to pray for yourself. If you love yourself, shout this one out clear. Hey, say miracles of new thing. You know, when you receive a new miracle, I've been a prayer before. Say a miracle of how did it happen? Or miracle of nevertheless, you don't deserve it, but something inside of me just saying, let me favor this person. You are they put your paper at the office and they have closed all case, they have concluded to give you to refuse you. But something just enters somebody and say, you know what? I don't know what is going on with me. This person does not deserve to have a stay in this country. Therefore, but something inside of me, okay, let me just nevertheless bypassing all protocol that. Take your paper and go. I pray for somebody here tonight, believing for immigration breakthroughs. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray. Say miracles of new things. My life is available. Appear. Open your mouth and pray for yourself like that. Miracle of new things. My life is available. Appear. Appear now in the name of Jesus. Appear now in the name of Jesus. The miracle of new things. Appear in my life in the name of Jesus. Miracle of new things. Appear in my life in the name of Jesus. Miracle of new things. Appear in my life in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. There is somebody here tonight. The Spirit of God says you should pray the prayer we prayed earlier today. That Father, I am tired of old story. Write it down. Do something new in my life. For 15 minutes after we finish the prayer point, prayer line, you are going to cry to the heavens. That person, I don't know you are, but you are going to say, oh Lord, my Father, I am tired of my old story. I don't know why you are, but do a new thing in my life. In then you are going to pray for 15. Just that prayer point. Don't kill witches. Don't kill wizards. God has dealt with them, but pray that prayer. And I believe God strongly that prayer will bring a massive change into that fellow's life in the name of Jesus. He said, believe in this prophet, you shall prosper. Believe in God, you shall prosper. I believe in the prophet, you shall also prosper. You are going to pray like this. The establishment of human being depends on how far you call upon God. If you leave God, God will not do what he wants to do. But if you call upon him in the days of your trouble, he will deliver you. So as you are praying that prayer, I don't know who that person is, as you are praying that particular prayer, that Father, I am tired of the old story. I don't need to know the old story, but you tell God the old story. The story of no paper. If that's your old story, you mention it. I need a new breakthrough. Then you will now see that even starting from tomorrow, people begin to call you. Those who have forgotten you, they begin to say, oh boy, what are you? What's going on? They begin to give you ideas that will lead you to that new thing. That will be the Lord in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. That is, you are going to say, oh Lord, my Father, hey, before this month expire, enlarge my coast in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast in the name of Jesus. Enlarge my coast in the mighty name of Jesus. Enlarge my coast in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Listen carefully to this prayer. Say every evil thing or every evil sin that I have done in the past that is haunting my present and endangering my future. What you have done in the past is haunting your present and is causing danger to my future. Blood of Jesus, wipe them away. That's the prayer point. I don't know the secret thing you have done in the past, though. It's only God that knows it. But I think this prayer is for somebody on this line tonight. Whatever I have done in the past that are evil, that is unhearable, that is haunting for my presence and causing danger to my future, let the blood of Jesus wipe them off tonight. Then open your mouth and pray that prayer for yourself. Father, Lord, let the blood of Jesus wipe them off tonight. Wipe them off tonight. Wipe them off tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wipe them off tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wipe them off tonight. In the name of Jesus. Wipe them off tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. I speak to somebody's life tonight. That what nobody has been able to achieve in your family, with the help of God tonight, you shall achieve it in the name of Jesus. I say you shall achieve it. You shall achieve it. You shall achieve it. You shall achieve it. In the name of Jesus. It was Joseph that terminated sorrow in the black in his generation. Therefore, tonight I speak to everyone connected all over the world that tonight the Lord will make you the Joseph that will terminate your family, that will deliver your family from all form of bondage in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. Your prayer shall be answered in the name of the Father and that of the Son and that of the Holy Spirit. I pray for somebody here. Every demonic roadblock mounting on your way to success, I command them to scatter now in the mighty name of Jesus. The miracle of how did it happen shall locate you this year in the name of Jesus. People shall gather to celebrate you in the name of Jesus. Arrow of the wicked will not locate you in the name of Jesus. And I pray for somebody here. Every cloud of limitation over your life, I command them to disappear now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answer prayers, so Lord. Take all the glory and adoration in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Beloved, by the grace of God, we are going to meet again on Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 midnight, just like this. But before then, I pray the new thing that the Lord has promised tonight will have manifested before the next prayer night in the name of Jesus. I'm expecting your testimonies. You will laugh last. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Remember, Jesus loves you, and he loves you forevermore. He died for you and I to cleanse away our sins. God bless you. Let's share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.